Now, if you've been out and around town over the past few weeks, you'll have seen a lot of scaffolding outside the Regal Cinema in Yall. This week, the scaffolding came down and a new but familiar sign appeared at the top of the cinema, stating the Regal. It is open again for the first time in 8 years, having been open for almost 75 years before that. With me in studio is the new manager of the Regal Cinema, Scott Wilson. Scott, good afternoon to you.
Thank you, Justin. Good afternoon to you.
Scott, this must be a very exciting time for you.
Absolutely, yes. Everybody's super excited about the launch of and the return of the great icon to Yall.
I believe I saw you yesterday actually training staff or meeting staff outside the cinema. Is that correct?
Yeah. We had a very informal wine tasting session with more to follow the customary training. But today they will be there in a full dress rehearsal. So
fantastic. When do you actually plan to open?
We have a private event this evening, which is going to be very VIP for all of the team and the staff who have built the Regal or rebuilt the Regal and their families. So exceptionally important people who deserve the first viewings in the cinema. And then tomorrow we are opening the doors from 12 noon.
Oh, fantastic. So it's tomorrow you're actually getting underway?
We're underway.
What's
tomorrow.
The first screening?
Well, we're obviously the weather is a contributory factor to the probably the attendance. But so we have children's movies to go with. And because we are still relatively the new kid on the block, we don't have a massive selection of new films. It is an in-betweeny week. The new release is coming next week. So we do have a couple of children's shows. Patrick and Show Dogs will be on tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
During the daytime. So
yeah, well, it's the time of year to entertain the kids.
Absolutely, yeah.
And especially the kids, because I was thinking about this the other night. There's been a generation that kind of have missed out going to the movies in Yall. I mean, I'm obviously not from Yall, in case you haven't guessed, but I spent many a summer here, and I have a lot of fond childhood memories of going to the cinemas in Yall. The work that you've done in actually bringing this cinema back, it does harken back to that past, doesn't it? You kind of tried to retain the character of the Regal.
Absolutely. We focus heavily on retaining the heritage of the original the Regal Cinema, and definitely with a nod to the Hurst family and the tradition that comes with that. We've absolutely kept as much of that as we possibly can, whilst introducing a sort of a more contemporary, modern feel and look to it. It's a great combination of the two, really.
And it's very much pitched for kind of all ages, because not only, as you said, you'll have the showings for the kids, but you have a very interesting development upstairs as well.
We do, yeah. We are unbelievably excited to introduce to y'all the Regal Wine Bar and Cafe. It's going to be fantastic. It has an absolutely super cool feel to it. I think it'll blow people away. Just they won't believe what they're going to see when they go upstairs. And it's going to be great. We're selling wine. We're doing coffee and teas during the daytime. And it'll be a great place to come and relax before your movie or after your movie. Or even if you don't go into a movie, go upstairs and just relax in the afternoon. It'll be a great spot.
Now, I'm sure some people have seen the kind of pictures that you've been posting of the renovations. How would you describe the kind of look and feel inside of the cinema now?
It definitely has the classical, the Art Deco opulence that we've kind of retained. But there's also the modern features we've introduced, as far as we've completely built a mezzanine level, which was never there before. And on the mezzanine level, we have these beautiful, beautiful seats that we've imported that are a special section upstairs. The overall feel is just, when you walk in, you can feel the nostalgia, you can smell the history. It's just fantastic. But it also has the fantastic digital technology sound, the 7.1 Dolby and
4K, you know, and all that.
Absolutely.
Bells and whistles that you get with cinema.
No expense spared, yeah.
Is it an exciting time for you? I mean, cinema has kind of changed since the Regal was last open, especially, and probably that was onset before the Regal actually closed. But we've moved to, a landscape for cinema where it's a multiplex next to a shopping center, usually.
Exactly, yeah.
What is the challenge then to get people through the doors of a place like the Regal?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're in the summertime, so it's going to be quite easy to get people to sit down. But, you know, come y'all during the December, January, wetter, colder months, that's when the challenge will face us. But we're absolutely convinced and confident that the people of y'all will rally around us in East Cork. We're an independent cinema, so we have the scope to do anything we want. We really have a blank sheet As far as we have the two screens, and we can play anything in these screens. Obviously, a blockbuster is nice, but it's nice to put in the Art Deco films or the old classics. Or, we have the third room, which is our multi-purpose space, which really is, we're trying to focus on being a sort of real community hub for all the different nationalities, all the different organizations. They can come down and use that area. And one of the things I read back in the, when I was doing my research for the cinema back in the 80s, people used to comment on how it was such a great meeting point. It'd be lovely to reintroduce that as a focal meeting point for the community. So,
well, let's talk about that space. What kind of features do you have to it? And I believe you have like seating you can put in or take away.
Yeah, it's literally an empty space. And then however people wish to use that then we'll focus on how to adapt to the requirements. But it's also a screening room as well. So it won't be 4K projection, but we will have the possibility to project. So if people want to do their own sort of kids' parties and then screen a film or, you name it. We've got a list as long as your arm as far as what we could use a third room for. And we're getting suggestions all the time. People coming in would like to use it for this or for their own purposes.
So people have already been coming up to you and
giving
you ideas.
I've had Christmas party inquiries. I've had school parties coming over. So, and I do apologize if I haven't responded to everybody. It's been a little bit busy lately. Yeah. But I will get back to them next week when it starts to slow down a little bit. It's the interest in the people has just been phenomenal. I can't even tell you.
And in that interest, because I think people are watching it very interestingly, because certainly, as I mentioned, it's been out of town since 2010, but mm-hmm. But definitely for generations such as myself and even like my father's generation and generations like that, there's a huge kind of emotional attachment these buildings.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been unbelievable just to hear the stories. I did quite a lot of asking around town in the lead up to it just to try to get people's individual stories, the taxi drivers or, bar servers everybody has a story. Everybody remembers their granny taking them there or their mum and dad met there or... the nostalgia is just so deep. It's fantastic.
My dad used to tell me a story where he would always tell his father, excuse me, that they were going to see a Western at the cinema every Saturday afternoon. Not necessarily a Western was on, but if they told him that there was a Western on, he would give them the money to go and see the Western.
Right.
So it was the way they get to go to the cinema every Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's... it's part of an era that has kind of faded away. I mean, we still have the beach and we still have places like
yes,
that. But
yeah.
Places like the Regal, it's somewhere that actually, it's part of the real appeal of y'all that gets people to stay. Do you see, we talked about the community role, but you also have the coffee role. Mm. You have a wine license as well. You are kind of catering... not only to the kids and all that, but you are catering to adults as well. Particularly the mezzanine level, I believe, is going to be adults only too. Is that right?
For health and safety, we would have to go that way. Yeah, because it is higher up. There's not a lot of room in the cinema to begin with. So, I think we'd have to really look at that one. There's still a lot of things to be ironed out in that respect.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
A lot of people would love to take their kids there. They're obviously, they're going to be more expensive seats because they're exclusive.
Yeah.
I think it would probably have to. I'd have to double check. But I think that would be sort of adults only. To be fair.
Yeah, but I guess part of it is again like how you have to kind of appeal to all ages, because you will get that those people who remember going to the cinema as a kid and will want to have that experience again.
Yeah.
But obviously, they'd like a bit more of the creature comforts that they're accustomed to now.
Yeah.
How far ahead have you programmed for the cinema now at this
stage? Next Thursday. to be brutally honest, yeah, next Thursday. I mean, we only managed. We're getting the films as we speak, and in the film distribution world, it takes a little bit longer to build that kind of relationship with the. The studios, etc. So we will be fully up and running, but because we didn't know when the cinema was going to be exactly ready, we didn't know when that.
Yeah, of course.
It's all been very much of a steep learning curve. But we do have films, which is the main thing, and we will.
Well, films is always a good start.
Yeah, exactly. Films, projectors, popcorn. The basics, yeah. Get the basics right and everybody will be happy.
What's been the highlight for you walking through there now and actually, you know, maybe taking through the people yesterday? What's been the highlight for you through this whole experience?
I think the highlight for me was I was actually having dinner with my wife and one of the owners sent me a video of himself when the screen came on again for the first time.
Oh, wow.
You know, so the first projection with just a trailer. But he could just tell that he was so happy. That it had been reborn, you know, that it was alive again. It was just such an amazing feeling just to know that all the hard work was you know, coming to fruition.
Well, I mean, the developers of this have association with you all. They have close ties with you all, don't they?
They do, yeah.
What has been, I guess, I mean, obviously they're also developing the Loreto Convent across the way there, but what has been kind of his... ethos for actually making this project, for redeveloping the Regal and bringing it back to its former glory?
Yeah, I mean, they're extremely passionate about the heritage of it all, and just making sure that it is done with dignity and done, you know, with humbleness for the memories for everybody that surrounds it. But they obviously I think they took it on, they didn't realize what of a beast they've taken on, and it kind of gathers speed. And the you know, then they realized that this was an opportunity to turn it into something so much more, which was a great thing to see. And now they've followed it through to the very end. They're very meticulous and detailed, and you'll see that when you go in. That there's been so much attention paid to every single facet of the structure. So.
And it's got, as we mentioned, the community space there that mm-hmm. they can be used for a variety of purposes. Two main screens, one slightly larger than the other.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, we're still bolting chairs to the floor as we speak, but we are circa around about 137 in screen one, and that includes the 23 seats in the mezzanine level, and about 62 in screen two, and then whatever we go for in the screen three, depending on the size. And we obviously we're looking at ways of acknowledging the history as well, so naming something after Mikey Roche, of course. So, you know, maybe we'll name one of the screens after him, or the projector room will be in his memory, kind of things.
And you kind of you had posted up. You discovered some old memorabilia there the other day.
Yeah, they found some tickets and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's been great.
And what's your own background, Scott? Where did you come from?
I'm all hospitality background. So,
oh, right.
Yeah.
Is this your first foray into cinema? Sorry?
Yeah, but it is all hospitality as well. It's the exact same thing. It's all about customer service and appreciating the guest and you know, giving people a great cinema experience, which has kind of been slightly lacking in cinemas over the last few years. So, you know, it'd be great to have people come in and be thanked for coming. And, you know, they'll always forgive... a bad movie because we didn't make it, but they'll never forgive bad service. That's the way I look at it.
This is very true. And I guess in some respects, particularly the expectation for cinema has been changed by all these multiplexes. Mm-hmm. That they do expect a particular kind of seating, a particular type of comfort, a particular type of visual experience. Mm-hmm. And the Regal very much delivers on that.
I think we exceed it. I think we're definitely going to go beyond people's expectations in that respect. Even just to sit in that auditorium is such an amazing feeling. But to sit there and then enjoy a blockbuster with the best picture and the best sound you can get will just be a great experience for everybody for y'all.
So where can people find out more? How do they keep track of what's on and when they can get to see things? Well,
the Regal Cinema website should be going live in the next couple of hours. It will be. They can go to...
What's the website address?
www.regalcinema.ie.
So, regalcinema.ie.
Yeah.
Cool. And you're on Facebook and Instagram.
Regal Cinema, y'all on Instagram, yeah. So now we're opening, we can post a lot more photographs and be a lot more less kind of mysterious.
That's the kind of mysterious. It's been fascinating to watch, though, because I walked past it the whole summer, you know, or well, the spring to summer, I should say. And it's been incredible. Every time I pass, I have to take a look in because it's been fascinating to see it come from almost like a kind of shell of a place now. And like to see like the doors go on the other week and all of this.
The original doors.
And just on the restoration part, how much work has gone into kind of preserving the previous kind of setup of the Regal?
I mean, you'll see for yourself when you go in that there's as much as they can. They've just, you know, even from the staircase to the walkways and stuff, everything meticulous to tiny pieces of mosaic on the stairs. You know, it's been the original kind of setting. So in the process right now, as I left her, to putting up the original or putting up a new letter bannering for the movies. So we're not going digital. We're going.
Climb
up the ladder and put up the.
All right. Who's going to have that job?
Oh, well, you know, got to lead from the front there.
You're going to lead.
I might have to look at my insurance policy.
Actually, just before I wrap up, on the jobs front, mm-hmm. As I mentioned, you were welcoming new employees. You have hired. How many people are on staff at the Regal? How many people are you?
We had an absolutely incredible response, Justin. We had over 180 CVs.
Wow.
Which I tried to respond to every single one personally, and we conducted 32 interviews over 2 days, and I found the best 10. So, including myself, there's 11 staff. And they're all local, or Ardmore, or Castle March, or y'all based. So I've got 10 of the best.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, that's the other side of it as well. Is, you know, you're not just bringing this back, but you're also providing jobs for people around the area and in the community. Scott, 12:00 tomorrow then.
Yes.
when are you putting the letters up?
Tonight, I'd imagine.
Tonight.
Yeah. As long as I don't spell it incorrectly, it'll be fine. There's no spell check on the old manual.
I can just imagine that going down. And come down and go, oh, no, I got it the wrong way around.
If you just encourage nobody in y'all while they're going along the road to change the letters around in the middle of the night, that would be great.
I doubt that will happen, Scott. Yeah. Well, listen, I wish you every success.
Thank you, sir.
So thank much for coming in. It's great to see it back in town.
It's great for the town. It's great for Cork. And it's great for Ireland. It's a great upturn in the economy, and it's a sign of great things to come, I think.
That's Scott Wilson. He's the manager of the Regal Cinema in Youghal. As I can say, you can find out more about the Regal Cinema on Instagram and Facebook, or their Fresh Off the Press website, regalcinema.ie. That's regalcinema.ie.